Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one on one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Melanie Wells, the founder and clinical director at Lifeology Institute, and Deanne Moore, counselor and Lifeology franchising co-founder. And Lifeology opened its doors in Dallas, Texas in 1999, becoming the first practice to offer clients a collaborative community of therapists who find creative solutions to stuck problems. I'm going to talk to Melanie and Deanne about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Melanie Wells, the founder and clinical director at the Lifeology Institute, and Deanne Moore, counselor and Lifeology franchising co-founder. Hi, Deanne. Hi, Melanie. How are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi there, Marty.
Hi, Marty. Welcome.
It's great to have you both on the show. We always like to ask, where are you calling from today?
We're calling from Texas, the Lone Star State. Big D,
Dallas. Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, I missed that. It was fantastic. How's the weather there today?
you know, kind of partly cloudy with a slight chance of excitement. For us, it's a little cold because it's never cold here.
Well, it's pretty cold here in Pennsylvania.
We have a
jacket on. Well, I'm still envious because
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's pretty cold here today, which it should be. I mean, it is January, but it's still pretty brutal out there. So, you know, it was funny. I was doing an interview recently, and I mentioned that we've pretty much hit every single industry over the last 9 years, and you both proved me wrong today, Melanie and Deanne. This was really interesting. When I heard about you and learned about you, I said, oh, my God, I have to have you on the show. And, you know, both of you have very interesting backgrounds. I thought maybe we could start off, you could talk a little bit about yourselves and what are your roles at the Lifeology Institute.
All right. So this is Melanie. I'll go first.
Okay.
I founded Lifeology as the LifeWorks Group in 1999 after practicing in a number of different environments as a therapist over the years, which is basically just sort of rock busting by yourself, essentially.
Right.
I had the idea of having a collaborative group of multi-specialty therapists so that we could work together as a team instead of competing against one another and put our heads together to help a variety of people go through a variety of different issues. We did that in 1999, and over the years, group grew. Now we've got 4 locations in Dallas and Fort Worth, and we decided to franchise about a year or so ago. And here we are now, you know, looking at the franchise world, franpreneurs.
It's a word that we use often on our show, Melanie and Deanne. And you know, it's interesting as you're talking about it, Melanie. I mean, it's something very different. It's almost like, you know, there is an entrepreneur in you. I mean, you recognized a need, it sounded like, in your particular industry that really wasn't being filled, was it?
No, it wasn't. And my concern for the need was really about the clients more than the therapist, but it turned out that this is a much better system for the therapist as well. I'm coming at this from a few different angles. I was raised by musicians. We're all musicians in my family, which is a little bit like being raised by wolves. So, like, the normal rules don't apply. You're nocturnal.
Right.
So I've never had that thing where you have to think inside the box and get, like, a regular job. And so I didn't have the conventional way of thinking about things to start with. And then I've also spent my whole life as a kidney patient. And as a patient, the patient experience is real personal for me. So I've had the experience many times of having multiple doctors who don't talk to one another, who have bad waiting rooms with sticky magazines, and that kind of stuff drives me crazy. So I wanted to create a patient experience that was comprehensive and that would care about the patient, the client first. And it's turned out to be a fantastic model for the therapist as well. It's just a better way to practice. And with the franchise model, you can actually build a business that you can sell or keep as your retirement, which in our business, you really can't sell a practice. You just walk away and, you know, your whole 20-year, 25-year investment evaporates.
I came into this kind of a little bit of a different angle, having been married for 16 years, and it was a very challenging marriage. He suffered from bipolar. We have 3 kids.
Yeah.
So going in and out of therapists for years, we had met many bad therapists. And so when you finally find a good one, it makes all the difference in the world. And so Melanie and I actually met because I am a musician. She is a novelist. That's kind of our side jobs. I'm a singer, and she was the fiddle player in my band. So one day we're talking, and at one of the gigs, Melanie, we start talking about what we do because she just kind of came in one time as a fill-in, and then we never let her go. She's telling me what she does. So then we kind of came together like, wait, you're a counselor? Wait, that's what I do. I want to... So we joined together, and when I saw what her practice did and what it offered from having been on the client, being the client first, not at Lifeology, but at other places, hang your shingle on the side of the building and you're a one person show, and it's not good therapy. And so to come in here and see the level of training that the people experience, I just came in with this passion that we need to take this and transform the whole therapy world and process.
Yeah, so she bludgeoned me into franchising, and now we want to change the world.
I don't think four is enough. We've got to get this thing national.
Right. But, you know, it is interesting. I mean, as you're talking about it, you know, I mean, it makes so much sense. And as I was reading about it, it makes so much sense. And I said, you know, what took so long for someone to come up with this type of idea, you know, because you're
exactly.
Right, you know, Melanie, Deanne, it makes so much sense for both, you know, the patient and, of course, the therapist. I mean, it seems like it's a win-win situation, isn't it?
It's a win-win-win. It totally is. And I think medicine should be practiced this way, too. You're right. It makes so much sense. It seems so obvious to me that I'm surprised, in a sense, that people haven't conceptualized it. But it's a difficult thing to create, and that's really the problem.
Right.
It took a long time to perfect the model and to figure out what the elements of it would be that would make it really, really fly. So, you know, any franchisee who purchases one of our franchises will get the benefit of all of my years of disastrous mistakes as I was figuring out how to do this.
Which is the beauty of franchising in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the business in a box and you're taking a proven model, a proven concept, something that, you know, it's kind of here it is in a box. This is how you make it work. And then you have us on the franchisor side that each of our franchisees are our babies. We want them to succeed. So they're going to get all of us to make sure, all of our heart, basically, to make sure that these succeed, because that's what we want to happen, because we want to change the world and change people's lives.
Is anyone else doing this, Melanie and Deanne? I mean, again, I haven't come across, you know, in 9 years, any other companies doing this. I mean, as far as I know, you're the first, so you're the pioneer, of course, you know, in this particular industry. I mean, have you come across anything similar?
No. Excuse me. No, this is Melanie. There aren't any collaborative psychotherapy franchises out there. We're the only game in town. There are other franchises for medicine, I think there might be one for therapy and for other things where they set up the practice for you, but our model goes far beyond that, and I can explain what the details are of that that make it special, but it's not just the clinical model, it's where we get our personnel, how we train our personnel, and how the franchise grows organically over time. The reason we have four offices is because of the system that we've set up grows the business organically over time without you having to, you know, push it uphill all day long.
If you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and said, you know, the typical question is always, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question?
Well, we respond by saying it's almost malpractice not to practice this way. And there's a method behind this model in that if you're coming from an entrepreneurial side, this is a business that you can actually change the world. Love what you do. The concept is great. The money is there. This is a proven model. If you come from a therapist standpoint, typically we as therapists don't necessarily think outside the box, and it's a lot of therapists are caring and they're not super business driven. But like Melanie mentioned earlier, at the end of the day, when you're done as a therapist, you're done the next day. And if you go and hang your shingle, you've got to do all the back office stuff. And if you take off a Thursday, you don't get paid for Thursday. And if you take off to go for Christmas, there's things that you can do here where you can be a business-minded person and a therapist all in one, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a therapist. Either person works well with this franchise model.
Your industry is also huge, Melanie and Deanne. I mean, I was looking at, you know, when it was going over the numbers yesterday and said, you know, nearly as one in five Americans experience mental health and relationship issues every year. I mean, that's a lot. It's a pretty big market, isn't it? I mean, I guess it's safe to say that your industry is big. Are there any numbers? And is it growing?
It is growing. And there are plenty of numbers out there. I would say one in five have admitted to having mental
health.
Right. That's true. Right. That's true. Admitted.
Issues.
Right.
Because typically the lag time between a problem starting and somebody actually showing up for therapy is about 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
So,
and not only that, most everybody is experienced either their own relationship or they've experienced their parents in some shape or form, their relationship, and they're challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Any relationship when you're dealing with breathing individual human beings is going to be challenging, and that's just on the relationship side. That's not even referring to other issues
depression,
with mental health
anxiety.
Or depression, anxiety.
Sure.
You know, and then it goes into all kinds of things from addiction and eating disorders and things like that.
Yeah, and one of the things that's interesting about this concept, having been in business for so long, you know, starting in 1999, is that I can safely say that it's recession-proof, and partially because of our wide range of fees, but it's just it's not a business which lags during times of stress.
Right.
In fact, it
right.
actually grows in times of stress, and we feel like we're the best resource for people out there.
Which you would think is backwards, because some people view
right.
therapy as an optional expense,
mm-hmm.
but really when it comes
right.
down to it, it becomes a priority when it's struggling, when your child
sure.
is struggling, or if your relationship is experiencing something, that will jump to leapfrog to all of a sudden being a priority. So when she says recession-proof, it's absolutely right. Sometimes, like when the economy goes down, we tend to even have more people come in. Melanie mentioned our fee range. You know, we have interns that are finishing their master's degree all the way up to senior level therapists. So we have fees that seem to fit most anybody based on experience level. And so people need to come in when there's an emergency, and we are there to help them when that happens.
Yeah, and the other area of growth in our industry is that you know, there are graduate schools all over the country that are turning out master's level people or graduate level people, PhD people, just in huge numbers. So, for example, my license number in Texas, which I got in 1993, I believe, is 11855.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
they're up to 75,000, something like that.
They're in the 80s.
They're in the 80,000. So, and that's just Texas, you know, and that's just one license type in Texas. So, part of our model takes advantage of that glut of talent that's out there.
Right,
we provide a great training environment, and you've got an endless supply of great people who really are looking for a fantastic place to work.
It's a fun place to work. It's not something – we have a meeting on Mondays where we actually shut down the offices from 1 to 4 for 3 hours,
right.
which typically is an expensive process to do, but that's where the training and the magic happens. And that we're able to go around the room, we're talking to each of the therapists, there's so much in-house referrals that are going on, the concepts that are brought up. I mean, it's a training that's ongoing, which it's on Mondays. We're not posting on Facebook, nobody wants to go to work on Monday. You want to be
sure.
here on Monday because it's your family. So it's a great place to work, and then you love what you do.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
What about the vision for the company, Melanie and Dan? I mean, as far as, are there particular regions of the company that you're looking to expand?
Yeah. Regions of
country.
The company or the country?
The country, I'm sorry, country.
No.
Of the United States,
do
you see yourself in particular areas or like cities, or it could really be anywhere in the United States, couldn't it?
Yeah, we'd like to be everywhere in the U.S. and Canada, actually.
Right.
The only prerequisite that we would have about where we would put our Lifeology franchise is that it would need to be near a graduate school or where people are looking for training, because that's an essential part of the model.
Which those
right.
are everywhere. Those are
yeah,
everywhere.
I think
sure.
we have at least a dozen just in Dallas.
That's true. Maybe we could jump to franchising. You know, what types of franchisees then will you be looking for? I mean, will they have particular types of traits and characteristics that you desire?
That's a great question. In our model, if you're there are a couple of different populations that we're looking at as potential franchisees. One population is just entrepreneurs and business people who won't necessarily know a lot about therapy. It's such a specialized field. Obviously, if you're investing in franchises, the chances are pretty good you don't know about therapy like you could learn about pizza. You're not
right,
going to go get a graduate
right.
degree.
Right.
And then there are the therapists themselves, it's a great model for them as well. A therapist who's going to own a franchise would need to be a collaborative person at heart. That is the absolute basis of what we do. So there's no ego in it. It's everybody's here for the clients, and we're all working as a team. And that's the absolute mindset that a therapist would need to have, in addition to having some ambition and a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, so they can see past the idea of hanging out a shingle and working alone and try to create a business that's going to support them for the rest of their lives.
That's interesting. What would the training be like then? I mean, you know, once you decide, Melanie and Deanna, that, you know, you like them, they like you, I mean, will they come to Texas then? Is that where the training will officially take place?
For sure. We are going to bring them to Dallas, to where our headquarters are. And that's where the first thing we want them to do is experience the Monday meeting that I referred to earlier.
Right,
because
right,
that's where you really, it's, as Melanie calls it, a game changer. That's where you really, it all comes together. Now I get it. This is no wonder. And it, the question goes, why aren't more people doing this? This is like, duh, this should have been done.
Sure, right,
time ago.
Right.
So definitely bringing them down to do that. And then we will have our, you know, like a 5-day training that just goes through everything that we offer, everything that we need to do, down to the types of people you would want surrounding you, the types of putting someone in this, giving someone this authority over here, or maybe somebody needs to have this responsibility over here, walking through all the training from back office to, you know, who to bring into your system.
Yeah, we have that strange advantage that we do know how to select personality types for particular roles.
Yes, for sure.
Sure, that's true. You do, don't you? You've been trained for that, haven't
yeah.
you? What are the Monday meetings
that, yeah.
like? I mean, is there a way to create, like, a paint a picture? I mean, because it does sound very interesting, you know, if someone were to observe one of these particular sessions. I mean, is it possible to paint a picture or give an example of what that's actually like?
Sure, yeah. It's a great 3 hours, I have to say that. So what we do in the first half of the meeting, there are 33 of us in this practice because all four locations come together for the collaborative meeting. A normal franchise location probably wouldn't be that large. But first thing we do is we go around the room and we do a check-in, just a personal check-in, which can be anything from, hey, I found a new hair product, to I found a new craft beer, to my parents are getting divorced, or I lost my baby. It could be anything. So
right.
we get really close as a group, and we like each other a lot. There's a lot of laughing. There's some crying in that meeting. And it's not a therapy meeting. It's just a checking in where we connect with one another and let each other know what's going
right.
on. What happens then is I, as the owner, now know what everything that's going on that's important is happening under my roof. So that if my eating disorder person, for example, is struggling, I need to know that. And she's
sure.
going to share that with me in that meeting. So
right.
you create a fantastic bond between the members of the staff, and it's just a great way to keep an eye on how things are going and offer whatever support is needed. So that's the first half of the meeting. Then we take a quick break, maybe get some cupcakes, and then the second half of the meeting is we staff cases. So I function in this location, I'm Melanie, as the clinical director. So anybody who's in training, which at this for us is about 2/3 of the practice right now. We have a third that are senior clinicians and then a third that are master's level clinicians and a third that are licensure level clinicians. And I'll go over that in a second. So they turn in a case report. So I've got everybody's cases for the week. And then, you know, we just raise hands who has cases. And we take the most severe cases first and we staff those cases. And anybody can toss out an idea or a thought or a question. And the idea is that that's the great leveler. There's always going to be an expert in the room on one particular topic.
Right.
But
right.
sometimes the smartest questions or the best ideas come from the first day master's level person who is not thinking the way the rest of us are thinking yet because they're new.
It's a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah, fresh set of eyes.
Sure.
So it's very collaborative. Everything is fair game. There's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of real serious note taking, a lot of learning.
Right.
It's just, most people would give their whole career to have a day like that, and we do it every week.
It's unbelievable what, as a therapist, even as senior-level therapists, what you learn and what you take away weekly. I mean, very rarely do I walk
right.
away from a Monday meeting that I don't take something like new that I can put in my tool belt. And when I'm sitting in the room, I can't tell you more times than not, I'm drawing from something I've learned or gleaned from a Monday meeting. In
mainly from me. She steals all my ideas.
I steal everybody's ideas. There's no question.
We share a clinical specialty, too. So
that's great.
We do the same kind of work.
I mean, you really are changing the industry, you know, and you're right. I mean, both of you, you know, mentioning why couldn't other industries be doing something like this? You know, I mean, the whole sharing of best practices or, you know, just sharing of opinions and ideas. I mean, it's such a clever way, you know, of going about this whole process, you know, and for me as the entrepreneur, I say, you know, a lot of times when I hear something like this, I'll say, God, why didn't I think of that? You know, even though I'm not in the industry, you know, it makes so much sense, doesn't it? You know, I get it, you know, as both of you are talking about it, and it really is changing you know, you're really changing the industry, aren't you?
Well, and to speak to the therapist side of it, sometimes the therapists go in and they share office space, and a lot of times it becomes competitive, not because they're competitive people. It's just that
right. When
cases are coming in the door, you've got to keep them all. You might be taking some cases that we're qualified to do, but maybe not necessarily the best fit for the client.
I see,
but you're taking
right. In
cases because that's what you do. That's what you need to pay the bills. That's, you want to help them. Well, in a place like this, in this environment, it's the exact opposite, but you would not think that at first glance. Because the calls
right. That
are coming in, we internally refer time and time and time again. I may be working with a couple struggling with their relationship or something's happened to them, and then I'll start talking to them about their children, and next thing you know, they're getting their children into my therapist that does
mm-hmm.
deals with children going through divorce because that's her specialty. So now I've given a client a case to an in-house therapist, and I'm helping
right.
my clients deeper than just them with something that I probably couldn't have done. Or you find out their brother has, you know, an addiction. Hey, I've got the guy.
Right.
Let me give you his information. Let me send you over here. So the internal referral is huge as opposed to being competitive. Well, wait, if the calls are coming in through the front, how am I going to get my case? Like, that's not really a thought you have here
mm-hmm.
of where am I going to get the case?
No, in fact, it's the opposite. I had an intern ask me the other day. She's transitioning from getting her master's degree to getting her license, and she stopped me in the hall and she said, hey, I have a question. I just got an addiction case, and I'm not really an addiction therapist, but I'm interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the most qualified person in the practice to take that case. Is
right.
it unethical for me to do so? And I said, well, if you were practicing alone, I would say absolutely it's unethical for you to do so. But
sure.
why don't you, you know, call Jeremy, ask him if he'll supervise you on this case. You're in training. This is what you're supposed to do. So that
wow.
person's now getting, you know, three or four brains just in the addiction
right.
department. For the price of one at an intern level price, and then you've got the rest of the team as backup as well.
Yeah, it really
the
is.
The therapy practice itself, the therapy that clients are getting is immeasurable. I mean, you can't even compare it
yeah.
until you experience it, because the quality of therapist, it comes through the training that's created at Lifeology. That's the whole system that's created. We get so many resumes from interns coming to
mm-hmm.
try to work here because it is a game changer, which, again, when something like that works from the entrepreneurial spirit, okay, this is
sure.
a business model that works, which is what
right.
an entrepreneur is looking for. From a therapist standpoint, it works for a million reasons. So it's a great fit, whether it be entrepreneur or a licensed therapist.
That's fantastic. Maybe we talk a little bit about the, you know, is there a typical investment range for launching a Lifeology franchise?
Well, the initial buy-in fee, the franchise fee, is $39.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's obviously going to depend on several factors, which, like when you buy any franchise, depending on where the location is, what kind of finish out we're doing, things like that. So that will range after that, and depending on how much startup capital you want to have in your pocket. But from there, once you get this rolling, that's when the clients start coming in the door.
Yeah, and one of the things that's unusual about our model is that there's no payroll unless you have clients. Everybody
sure.
in our field works as environment, they would work as a contract practitioner. So unless you hire an office manager, for example, which we didn't do until probably 5-6 years ago, we didn't need one because we had so much master's
right.
level intern help. You don't have any personnel costs unless you have business. It's not like we have a bunch of inventory sitting around, or we have to buy equipment.
Right.
You know,
you need Kleenex and a notepad, and that's
and a nice environment for your clients to sit
sure.
in. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's
but
fantastic.
We did go through a lot of Kleenexes.
I can imagine. The majority of our listeners, we call them, you used the word earlier, it was either Melanie or Dan, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, most of our listeners, they listen to the show because they want to get into buying a franchise. And most of them, we find, you know, in doing the show such a long time now, they don't know where to begin. Maybe, you know, both of you can give our listeners advice as a therapist and an entrepreneur. You know, what advice would you give them in their quest to buy a franchise?
To buy any franchise or to buy our franchise?
Well,
with ours.
Really, of course you want them to buy your franchise, but any really franchise, you know, a lot of people, you know, listening, you know, they find that there's just so many different industries, there's so many different choices, and a lot of them just simply give up because it just becomes so overwhelming. So what advice would you say to them?
I would be surprised to find to somebody that couldn't use a Lifeology Institute franchise, no matter what type of entrepreneur you are. Someone
mm-hmm.
in your family or yourself either could use it or you have used it.
Therapy, agreed.
I mean, you know,
right.
has
mm-hmm.
done that. So I think it resonates unilaterally throughout anybody in our country or our world for that matter. So I think that when you go in to buy a franchise, it would seem, obviously, you want to make money if you're going to invest
mm-hmm.
in a franchise, but most people would like to feel good about what they're doing. And you can feel
right.
good about owning a franchise that is revolutionizing the world and changing people's lives while you're doing your job of being a business person, owning a franchise. You get to know on the back end, you're actually helping people from your next door neighbor
sure.
to anyone on the street to anybody you're talking to. When they hear, you can pretty much talk to anyone about your business and it not be a potential client, or they're going to know somebody that could be a potential client. It just, the roots go so deep that this
right.
model can touch just about anybody.
Yeah, and for
yeah,
me,
great.
I need to be able to, I need to want to get out of bed every day. So
yeah.
I need to be doing something that motivates me and that I care about. And for me, this is something that's important that I do care about and that it does get us all out of bed on Monday mornings. If you think about that, what staff do you know that really actually wants to go to work on Mondays? So,
that's true.
And as a business owner too, I have that satisfaction that everybody loves working here, that we do great work for our clients, and I also love seeing my staff's kids go to college. And, you know, I know that this therapist is making a good living here because of the business systems that we have set up and the marketing systems that we have set up that so many therapists struggle with, and their kid's going to go to private school because they're doing really well, and they wouldn't be able to do that on their own. So that's a great feeling for me as a business owner.
No, I think that's great advice. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Should they go to the website? Is that the best place to go to, Melanie and Dan?
Yeah, I would say we have two websites. We have our franchising website, which answers basic questions about why we're out there and how to get
okay.
started, and that's lifeologyfranchising.com.
And our Lifeology
okay.
is IE.
Yeah.
LifeologyIe. So it's
IE,
Lifeology
franchise.
Institute.
Okay.
Franchising.com. Go ahead, Melanie.
And then our website for our clinical practice, where you would see like what the product is wefixbrains.com.
Oh, interesting.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so that
that's
if
fantastic.
You poke through that website, I know, right? If you poke through that website, you'll see a lot of things about the brand that make it unique that we haven't even mentioned yet. But we like to put the fun back in dysfunctional. So the website is quirky. It's very informational. If you go to the what's called Meet the Life Workers page, you'll see, you know, 33 baby pictures. And then
oh,
that you
cool.
can click and find the bio. So the idea is, you know, we're just
oh,
like you,
great.
But we can help.
Sure. Well, this has been a wonderful and interesting interview for me. Again, you know, doing it such a long time, this is the first, you know, having your industry. And I think it's a very clever concept. And I'd really like to invite both of you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is going to be interesting.
We look forward to it.
Yeah, we're in. Thank you.
Thanks so
Thank
much,
you.
Melanie and Deanne. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping. And for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing: helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
franchise teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, which podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes and lessons on our show. And if you go to our About Us page on franchiseinterviews.com, you'll take notice on why we started the podcast and radio show Franchise Interviews, and it suggests that every business has a story, and that's really been our experience in doing all of these podcasts and radio shows. Is every show we do, you'll notice that every franchisor, every franchisee has an amazing story related to franchising. Today's Great Quote in Franchising podcast comes from Tony Luffy. And Tony Luffy is the Chief Executive Officer of the Marlowe Investment Group. And the Marlowe Investment Group are franchise owners of some very popular franchise systems such as Little Caesars, Sizzler, Jack in the Box, Arby's, Church's Chicken, and most recently Sears Appliance and Hardware Stores. And Tony talks about the difference between opportunity and regret. There's another great quote relating to opportunity. And again, we talk a lot about opportunity on our weekly radio show. It's said that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. But let's hear what Tony says about the difference between opportunity and regret.
That we've been able to do on a large scale.
It's amazing. If you go back to the beginning, Tony, I mean, were your goals, today, you're as large as like 200 plus units, but I mean, back then, I mean, when you go back to the beginning, I mean, was that your goal in the beginning, or was this kind of like a natural progression over time?
It's both. Really, when I, in the early 90s, when I finally became a partner, a 10% partner of a small company, I wanted to get to 50 units before I turned 50. So I don't know if that goal was really feasible in my head, but that was the dream.
Yeah.
But the goal, the most important part of it was I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I wanted to be independent, and I wanted to allow my ability to manage people and work with people to develop into something that was bigger. I didn't know the size. Nor did I plan for it to be a number of revenue, whether it's 10 million or 5 million, whatever it was.
Right,
it was
right.
Really finding a way to make a living and support my family at the same time satisfying my personal need, which is to be an entrepreneur. And really, once that took place, it was more about the opportunities that came our way. And I always say the difference between opportunity and regret is being ready. So if you're ready, you see the opportunity as an opportunity. Otherwise, you spend a lifetime regretting the fact that you missed the opportunity. So to me, it's about being ready. And I've always worked so hard to make sure that we are ready for whenever that opportunity came our way.
That's fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. We're gonna put that quote in there, Tony, if you don't mind. I think that's very powerful. Maybe we could talk a little bit about your company. I mean, the Marlowe Investment Group.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Tony Luffy, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, and you can go to our franchises listed alphabetically page and simply go to the Marlowe Investment Group, and you can hear that whole interview. We have that interview also in our About Us page, and you can go to Franchise Interviews by category as well and go under the food category, because that's where most of Tony's franchises are located within his portfolio. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a tremendous success. It's amazing how many people have listened to the podcast over the years, so it's really been wonderful, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.